At Husker Harvest Days, we're going to visit with Sam Hudson, who is a market advisor with Water Street Solutions. Sam, let's talk about the run-up we've seen in the grain and soybean markets here over the last few weeks, and what you're telling farmers as to how they should respond to this.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of this is stemming from the USDA's report, reduction in yield. And of course, they cut the acres in June. And that was kind of the catalyst to really get everything started. And the corn market's been the headliner on that. But, you know, what we've heard at the show the last couple of days, is there's a lot of confusion, a lot of skepticism, you know, and a lot of frustrations going on with farmers because they're not really sure where they need to be. They don't understand where they're at right now. And the marketing thing just kind of looms over their heads and you know, causes these frustrations. So, you know, there's a lot of different speculation out there about what the markets can do. And a lot of different opinions out there, but it's what you do with that information that counts. And, you know, we're strongly, you know, optimistic about these markets and the way the demand is right now. We do not believe the yield is out there. And even areas like Minnesota, where we thought we're going to be probably the best area in the country, are coming in well below expectations. And if that's the case, you have to consider yield last year, 164.7. We're skeptical that it was that, but that's what they advertised it at. And they've made some reductions in these old crop carryouts. But, you know, at 162.5 right now is still only 2.2 bushels below our figure from last year. So if there's not an area out in the country that's better than last year, it's going to be hard to see yields even that close to what we saw. And I think you have to figure in and dial in a number closer to 160 for the next report coming in October. And longer term, we could even see this thing get as low as 154. I think that's on the low end. But we also have to, you know, bring ourselves back into check and realize that 157.3 is a five-year average. And if you plug that in, you could easily have a six in front of corn. And if we throw some things on top of that, maybe some planting problems for next spring and an acreage battle, you could even get a seven on it.
Okay, so not knowing which way it's going to go, what do you advise growers to do?
Well, the most important thing we want to start out with a client, you know, or a new person coming in, or even a current one, is to know exactly where their risk is. We need to be able to educate them on that, what the information means to their operation, because each one is different. Hearing all this information out there is one thing, but again, what you do with it is the most important. And, you know, as we've talked to a lot of people, you know, levels and prices that we've seen in the last few months are going to be, you know, seemingly good right now, but, you know, in the future, it's not going to be. But understanding where you're at is the most important thing and typically the most neglected part, because everyone does focus on the marketing. So that's where we start with a complete financial analysis, and then we go from there to figure out, you know, what crop insurance they need, tie their marketing plan to that, and use appropriate hedging and risk management strategies afterwards.
So Water Street Solutions takes a look at the whole enterprise and before you go ahead and make recommendations to people.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to make any, you know, very important decisions until we know where that person stands and what's going to be best for them. And we work with their bankers to set up hedge lines if they need to, if we're going to be using hedge strategies. But we really value the education part of it. A lot of companies out here will be quick to tell people what to do, but those people really don't understand the why behind it, and we need to educate them on that to help keep from those sleepless nights hitting people more often.